Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. I'm J.D. Holliday, and welcome to It's Story Time on the World of Ink Network here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 2nd, 2013. It's Story Time can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. This week's stories are Hat Occasion by Jelena Levine and The Bear Went Over the Mountain by Isa Chokpani. And we have a visit from Emelina Hewitt with her book picks. First, we have Hat Occasion by author Jelena Levine. Hi, Jelena.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. Tell us about Hat Occasion.
Hat Occasions is a book that was inspired by my daughter, Kaylee. She's a child who uses her hats to match her feelings so she can express herself in a spirited fashion. And I just like to share with the world that my children, they're my brightest color of my heart. They're like my best of.
All right, go ahead. You can begin.
Hat Occasions by Jelena Levine is illustrated by Don Phillips. So here we go. Every day that I go out and play, I take a hat to wear. It helps my mood when I want to brood. It helps me smile more than just a little while. It helps me share when there are times I don't dare. That's why there's always a need for a hat occasion. When you need persuasion, just have a hat occasion. There are moments when only my favorite hat will do. Sometimes, when I play dress-up, I like to wear the red fireman's hat. Every day, I do my best, and this is what you see, my hat and me. When I'm playing my guitar, I like to wear my white and violet hat. At the library where I learn to read books, I like to wear my thinking hat. Peekaboo, you see me and we see you. We as in me and the hat you see. I put on my warm cap to go outside to play with my dog Tico. When I camp at the beachside, I like to wear my outdoorsy blue hat. My light blue beret is fun to wear when I go visiting a school near my home. When walking on a cool autumn day with my Aunt Heidi, I like to wear my pink beanie hat. Springtime goes well with bunnies and hats. During my restful nap, I wear a pink hat. While wearing my small purple hat, I like to whistle and sing sitting on my favorite tire swing. I like to wear a floppy hat when I go hiking at Beacon Rock. I like to wear my bright red hat in the snow. When I feel like relaxing, I wear my soft, cozy hat. Sometimes I like to wear my pink cotton hat when I help care for the animals. Have a hat occasion. The end.
Wow, thank you so much, Jelena, for reading Hat Occasion to us. Can you tell people where they can buy Hat Occasion?
Yes, it's available on Amazon.com, Kindle Books as well, and CreativeSpace, and it's also in multi-languages.
Oh, good. Wow. And what other books or book projects do you have?
I actually have a few books that I'm working on. My next book is Sneaky Snot.
Okay, that sounds cute. And where can people find out about you and your books?
They can find about myself and my books on LinkedIn, Facebook, jacketflap.com, and, of course, MySpace.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jelena, for being here and reading Hat Occasion to us.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next story is The Bear Went Over the Mountain by Isa Chokpani. Hi, Isa. Did I get it right?
You did. You got it right.
Oh, okay. tell us about
it's so nice
the
to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Tell us about your version of The Bear Went Over the Mountain.
Okay. Well, as with my other nursery rhyme extensions, I have taken the traditional verse and I've added new verses to The Bear Went Over the Mountain to create a whole story. And this one is a celebration of the senses and the seasons. The bear has quite a few adventures.
Okay. And you have a special treat for us today. Why don't you tell us about it?
I do. Since it's also a song, it's fun to sing rather than read, and I'd like to share a little recording my friend Sarah Urich and I did. Please keep in mind it's off my iPhone and through the phone, so the sound will be a bit tinny and maybe distorted, but it should be fun anyway. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Go ahead.
So here it is.
That was cute.
Was that okay?
Cute. That was great. That was great.
Good.
Well, go ahead now and read your version of The Bear Went Over the Mountain.
Okay. Before I begin to read, I'd just like to wish a happy birthday to Dr. Seuss, whose birthday is today. And he inspired me as a child and continues to inspire and amaze and be a huge influence in my work.
Okay. I agree with you there.
Okay, great. The bear went over the mountain, as told and illustrated by Isa Trapani. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to see what he could see. He saw a dragonfly, a bluebird flitting by, three fuzzy rabbits skipping, five happy ducklings dipping, one mama duck come nipping, whack, 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 to chase him up a tree. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to hear what he could hear. He heard a cricket chirp, a woodchuck sip and slurp, the hum of froggies peeping, the burst of birdies cheeping, the swish of something creeping, and hissing in his ear. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to smell what he could smell. He smelled the spicy pines. Sweet honeysuckle vines. The minty grass is swaying. The moldy leaves decaying. A skunk beside him spraying. Ew! It's time to say farewell. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to touch what he could touch. He touched a soggy log. Whee! A wet and warty frog. Gribbit! A minnow slick and shiny. A blossom soft and tiny. A porcupine all spiny. He did not like it much. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to taste what he could taste. He tasted tangy shrubs. Delicious, juicy grubs. A beechnut tough and chewy. Some berries tart and dewy. And honey sweet and gooey. Yummy. But then away he raced. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to go back home again. Back down the other side, he plodded satisfied. His spirits were just soaring from all of his exploring. And now the bear is snoring snugly in his den. Okay, the end.
Thank you, Issa, for being here and reading and singing The Bear Went Over the Mountain.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people buy The Bear Went Over the Mountain?
Well, anywhere books are sold, your local bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my publisher's site, which is www.skyponypress.com.
Okay. Do you have any other books or book projects you're working on?
Yes. Last month I finished up the illustrations for Little Miss Muffet, and that will be released in September of this year.
And where can people find out about you and your books?
You can reach me at my website, which is www.isatrapani.com, and also my blog, www.isatrapani.com/WP.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Issa. And
it was my pleasure.
It. Okay, and I want to thank Jelena also for being here. And, okay, next up we have Emelina's Book Picks with Emelina Hewitt. Hi, Emelina.
Hi, J.D. How are you?
Okay, what do you got for us today?
Well, I have a book. It's called Angel at My Side, and I read the book. My mom read it to me a few years ago, and I remembered it, and I loved it. But I'm not sure that it's in Amazon anymore where we got it. But I will find out, and it'll be on – I have a blog. Did you know that? I have a blog.
I know about it. Go ahead, tell us about it.
And so now it's going to be – it'll be on my blog where you can buy the book. Because I'm going to try to find out.
It's I believe it's on Amazon still, though, Emelina.
All right. So we'll check it out. Okay. And that's good. So I'll put it there. And maybe we'll check with the author and see, and you know, if we can still get the book. But it's a really good book because it made me feel safe. Mm-hmm. And every page is so exciting because it was just, I really liked it, and there was something about it that I always remembered. So maybe I'll remember it the rest of my life. I hope so.
How about the pictures? I know it's got pictures of angels in it.
Yes, and I think it. I think everybody, you know, I know I like to dream and, you know, hope things come true, and I hope somebody's watching over me, you know, making sure I'm okay. So I think the book is very sweet, and I really did like it. So I will check it out for everybody because I think it's a good book to read because it makes me feel safe.
Right, and you learned about angels too, right?
Yes, I did, and all angels are everywhere. I hope.
Okay, well, tell us your site now. Come on.
My new blog is Emelina's Favorite Things, blogspot.com. And I'm going to have on there some of the good foods to eat because everybody knows that I like to eat good and exercise, and my best friend, Addison Apple, doesn't. So I think I'm going to have a new book coming out about how to exercise and have a good time and run, and it's good for us. So I think that that will be one of my new books, and I did like the books that were on today because my character, Addison, he always likes hats, and that was how I was listening. And I liked the song. It was so cute. So I'll be reading both those books. I will have my mom get me both those books because they're sweet. Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, well, give me say the blog again. It's Emelina.
Okay, Emelina's Favorite Things at blogspot.com. And my books are on Amazon, and I'll also be putting on my blog some information, you know, fun things for kids to do and the good books that I like to read and a lot of the things that are on your shows because I love to be on your show.
I know. I like having you on. Okay. Well, thank you for being here today, Emelina.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Our time is just about up, everyone. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. The show site is itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can email the show at itsstorytimeforkids@gmail.com. You can hear all the World of Ink Network shows at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network. Upcoming shows include Tuesday, March 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen to A Good Story is a Good Story with author Marcia Casper Cook when she talks with Marnie McNiff, a media specialist and editor, and blogger and reviewer Lee Christensen. Watch for our other shows, including Book Discussion with author and book reviewer Fran Lewis, What is Success?, The Families Matter Show, and The Writing Mama Show. Thank you for listening. Next week, March 9th, our stories will be Nana's Gift by Aggie Wilson, Amir's Cat Safari by Claudia Graziano. Bye now.
Bye.